Hello guys, and welcome to another podcast episode of the Daily UI UX Inspirationals. My name is Humphrey Peterson, and this is the designer's trivial segment. On today's segment, we're going to discuss design trends. So you see, every now and then, every year, there kind of arises this kind of design trend that, oh, it stays on for maybe more than a year or more years, but every year there seems to come around this design trend that a lot of designers honing their skills tend to showcase, trying to depict their version of that design. When you look on Dribbble, you find a lot of people doing those designs, and we have presently new sort of design trend going about on many design platforms like Dribbble and Behance and a lot of others. The design trend called the new morphism and skeuomorphism, which is sort of like a comeback of 3D design, but with a new sort of flair to it that kind of makes it feel like very flat. It's sort of a mixture of flat and 3D buffed design, and when you include this or you do something like that, makes your design sort of attractive to very youthful designers, and also designers that like to keep trendy, like do things that it's kind of easy on the eye. And because it's a trend in design, a lot of people tend to normalize it. Like, it runs across a lot of popular websites, so when people when people land on a design like that, if you have a website like that that's been updated to have set designs, people kind of, or there's this notion, I don't think that people feel at ease when you land on your website and it's got design that runs across a number of other media. It does not necessarily mean that the person or who the user in mind will feel at ease, because there are certain design trends, they are just that, they are just trends. The psychological impact of that trend might differ from user to user and from websites or context to context. So when you have a certain context that designers think that it's a trendy design, so it might look good, it might give a redesign of a certain company's or a certain entity's website a fresher, cleaner, brand new look. It might not, because they are in certain context the new design might be a distraction and might repel people off that particular website. There was an instance where I worked on revamping a certain website for a certain company, and what I saw was that the new design kind of was great looking in appearance, but usability not so great. So I for a while was working towards the usability more than the design of it, in a sense. And that is where I draw this kind of understanding from, that design trends and usability, they are two distinct things. They are two very distinct things, and that you might want to consider more of experience, user experience and usability, than following trends. But if you care to know, there are two pending, or there are two trends that are running on social media and across all design platforms, neuromorphism and skeuomorphism. Neuromorphism, while neuromorphism tries to depict flat objects or flat concepts in a 3D sense, skeuomorphism tried to depict a flat 3D elements or objects on a screen, but with a sort of like a skewed shadow or a sort of alternative shadow distance or shadow from or highlight from the actual object, sort of to create a shadow in a skewed form depicting the light source from a different angle. So so that is the distinction between skeuomorphism and neuromorphism. They are pretty impressive to look at, but do proceed to use one any of them with care. Alright, so that has been the Trivial Designers Trivia for today, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Do take care and stay blessed.